Listening Library presents Lair of Dreams, a diviner's novel by Libba Bray. Read for you by January Lavoie. I cannot be awake, for nothing looks to me as it did before. Or else I am awake for the first time, and all before has been a mean sleep. Walt Whitman. To believe in one's dreams is to spend all one's life asleep. Chinese proverb. Part 1. Day 1. The City Under the City. New York City, 1927. Every city is a ghost. New buildings rise upon the bones of the old, so that each shiny steel beam, each tower of brick, carries within it the memories of what has gone before, an architectural haunting. Sometimes you can catch a glimpse of these former incarnations in the awkward angle of a street or a filigreed gate, an old oak door peeking out from a new facade, the plaque commemorating the spot that was once a battleground, which became a saloon, and is now a park. Underground, it's no different. Beneath the streets, this city grows. Tracks push farther out into Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. Tunnels connect one place to another, closing the distance between impossible and possible.